Legislators receive $172 for every day that they spend in Albany. That's above normal travel and lodging expenses and in addition to their $79,500 a year base pay. The system has led to some abuses in recent years, with lawmakers accused of fudging their records to show that they spent time in Albany when they were really somewhere else, or staying extra days at the Capitol simply to collect the additional daily stipend.
The system has really been more or less an honor system.
State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman has been probing alleged per diem abuse. His work has led to the indictment of at least one lawmaker, Assemblyman William Scarborough of Queens. He's accused of wrongly receiving $40,000 in travel reimbursements and per diem payments that he was not entitled to. Schneiderman says per diem should perhaps be scrapped altogether.
Maybe that we shouldn't have a per diem system at all. And I certainly think that we're better off raising legislative salaries. It's sort of a strange system if you think about it. I mean, you're discouraged from staying in your district and working with your constituents and encouraged to go to Albany, even when the legislature's not in session with this financial incentive. I'm not sure that's really a good model for how things should operate.
Legislative leaders have voiced similar thoughts. Lawmakers are pushing for their first pay raise since 1999, and Senate Republican leader Dean Skello says he'd be open to a deal on a salary increase that would include reform of the per diem system.
If there are other reforms that we can come up with, then I'm for it.
Per diem reform, perhaps?
That's possible, yeah.
Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver says he's also interested in changes to the per diem system as part of a pay raise plan.
There are a number of ways to do it, and I'm obviously open to suggestion as to how we do it.
Attorney General Schneiderman, who was himself a state senator for several years, says it's not that hard to fix the per diem system if lawmakers want to by requiring more documentation, among other things.
This is not a hard problem to solve. This is not something that's not inventing, a cure for cancer. This is something that can be dealt with. It should be dealt with.
In the meantime, he says, his office and federal prosecutors will continue to scrutinize lawmakers whose per diem payments and other travel expenses don't add up. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.